I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Friday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include a court appearance for the man accused of killing House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, major weekend road construction, and St. Paul is missing storm drain grates. But we begin with an historic day at the Minnesota State Capitol as the public mourns the loss of House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, the first woman in Minnesota to lie in state.
Hundreds are expected to pass through today with a line to get into the Capitol winding around the block as they honor not just the speaker, but also her husband, Mark, and their beloved golden retriever, Gilbert.
I'm here because I need to honor them and their work, both of them and their dog, too. I'm so happy that their dog is part of it because our dogs are so important in our lives, our pets.
As the state pauses to mourn this profound loss, state lawmakers and Governor Walz are expected to join the crowd throughout the day. At the state capitol, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The event runs until 5 p.m. Friday afternoon. There is a private service for the Hortmans on Saturday at 10:30 a.m., which you can see live on WCCORadio.com. Meanwhile, the man accused of assassinating the Hortmans has been on suicide watch at the Sherburne County Jail.
Vance Belter briefly appeared in federal court in St. Paul as his attorneys asked for and were granted a continuance to July 3rd, saying Belter is sleep deprived and has been treated poorly in the jail. They told the judge Belter has no pillow, the lights are on around the clock, doors are constantly slamming, and it's been difficult to communicate with him. Belter himself told the judge he hasn't really slept in 12 to 14 days, but denied being suicidal. He was wearing a green jail uniform designed for defendants on suicide watch, his attorneys asking that he be taken off that watch and allowed to wear a traditional orange jumpsuit. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Also in St. Paul, storm drain grills seem to be disappearing. Here's WCCO's Ari Bergeron.
Beware of open storm sewer drains on St. Paul streets. Public Works Director Sean Kershaw says vandals have removed more than 150 protective grates since early June.
We know that they're not stealing it for scrap. They're not breaking them. But what we're concerned about is it's incredibly dangerous. If you ride your bike into them or walk into them or drive into these open catch basins.
Kershaw says the vandals have been dropping the grates into the storm sewers. He says crews are retrieving and replacing them as quickly as possible, but anyone who sees suspicious activity should call 911.
A memorial dedication honoring Jacob Wetterlin was held at a park in St. Joseph this week.
Jacob was 11 years old when he was abducted in 1989, not far from his home, while he and his brother and his friend were on their bikes on their way to the store to rent a movie. At the 10-year anniversary of his disappearance, the community planted trees in a park to remember both Wetterlin and Officer Brian Kleinfelter. A boulder known as Jacob's Rock marks the space. Patty Wetterling says her husband Jerry goes there a lot.
But he realized that today nobody knows that story because there was no marker ever placed.
Now there is a granite stone and a plaque and a picture of Jacob along with the 11 attributes that he lived by, including...
Be fair, be kind, be understanding, and be positive.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. It was 30 years ago today when Minnesota native Jody Huizentrude vanished on her way to work at a television station in Mason City, Iowa. Police have found evidence of a struggle outside her apartment. She has never been found, and there are no arrests in connection with that disappearance. There is a $50,000 reward for information in connection with it. Members of the group Find Jody, Inc. are asking people to leave a porch light on for Jody. Huizentrude is from Long Prairie, graduated from St. Cloud State. She was declared legally dead in 2001.
Twin Cities Pride celebrates 53 years this weekend.
Which means you can expect some fun new attractions. Director of Programming at Twin Cities Pride, Kelsey Alto.
You never know what's going to happen in the Pride office. And one day, our boss was like, we bought a bull. And so a mechanical bull showed up just in time to not get tariffed from China. And so now it's our Pride Bull. It's a fundraiser for us. It's $5. And you get like a fun little hat if you can last on the bull for 8 seconds. And then the person who lasts the longest over the weekend gets a trophy.
And after a successful first year,
we also have our second year of our queer rights tent, which has doubled in size. It's all local queer authors, which is amazing.
Of course, there's some staples such as the Pride Parade, which takes place on Sunday. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A U.S. Supreme Court decision this week has local Planned Parenthood officials on alert.
The ruling allows South Carolina to cut off Medicaid funding for things like contraception, cancer screenings, and even mental health services. Planned Parenthood North Central States President and CEO Ruth Richardson says while it doesn't target abortion services, it is part of a bigger push by conservatives to defund the organization altogether.
While we don't necessarily expect an attack from Minnesota in this way, we also recognize that chipping away is actively happening at the federal level.
Richardson says more than 35% of Minnesota Planned Parenthood patients depend on Medicaid for basic health services. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. The decision about a controversial dress code revision at Forest Lake High School won't be made until after the school year begins. The proposal calls for removal of a 25-year-old provision that bans students from wearing clothing on campus that display the Confederate flag, swastikas, or KKK signs. Hundreds packed the Forest Lake boardroom last night for a hearing on the proposal, which was sent back to committee for clarification. The ban was created in 1997 when a black student was assaulted by classmates. Some kids came to school the following day wearing white in support of those accused in the assault.
Finally today, lots of construction to deal with this weekend.
I-94 eastbound between Highway 280 and I-35E will be closed. MnDOT's Kent Barnard.
We are working on bridges along that route. We're repairing and repainting 9 bridges in this area.
There will be easy pass lane construction
on I-494 between Highway 100 and I-35W in each direction.
And more.
And we're also adding a new ramp at the 35W-494 interchange. We're also replacing bridges crossing over I-494 at Portland Avenue, Nicollet Avenue, and at 12th Avenue. So a lot of work going on down in that Bloomington Richfield area.
Having so many projects at once is not unusual, and it's necessary.
There are a lot of needs, a lot of maintenance, and a lot of construction needs throughout the state.
So plan accordingly. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.